This is WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here. It is Sunday, July 23rd, and it's another steamy Sunday here, and we're here live on Money Matters like every Sunday morning, and we love to do it from 9 to 11, your calls, your questions, and an awful lot to talk about today. Markets just continue to grind higher for the week. Amazon saves a company, or look, at least it looks like that on the surface, for once, as opposed to complete destruction like they've done the entire year. Washington, let's go to that. Washington continues to disappoint. It's, at least if you're trying to get something, you hope that legislation is going to get done. Washington continues to disappoint. And the Trump trade sectors that we talked about at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, tell a sad story for the Trump agenda. At least the market is. But they're missing something. They're missing something very big that's about to happen with legislation. They're missing the tax and PR tsunami that's about to hit us when it comes to tax reform. We'll talk about that here this morning. So tune in to that. And then earnings continue to be the story. Just a tremendous amount of earnings that have already happened. We're about to get there again this week. So far, 97 of the S&P 500. So let's call it about 20% of the S&P 500 has reported second quarter earnings so far. 74% of those companies have topped expectations. So we are seeing not just strong earnings. So that's the profit side. So that's great, but that can be controlled by two things. One, lower, better margins because companies have continued to cut costs. But that's not enough. We want companies to be doing this with more and more revenue in expansion mode, not just cutting the bottom line to boost profits. You need both sides of the equation working to have a healthy stock market. And that's what we've been seeing. So we're not only seeing better profits, but they're coming on better revenue as well. So we're going to have a giant week again next week. But so far, so again, first quarter, and again, this is what drives markets. It is company earnings, it's profits. First quarter, around 15% year-over-year growth. This quarter, another close to double digit, probably around 10%, we're going to see earnings come in. So this is a healthy market. Underneath the surface, yes, you continue to see markets trickle higher, grind higher, wherever you want to look at it. For the week, the Dow actually down 0.25%, but the S&P 500 up another 0.5%, up 10%, 10.4% in 2017. NASDAQ up again, another 1%, 1.1% for the week. So there's a lot happening here in the quiet of the summer. Washington isn't quiet. The stock market, yes, volumes are as low as we've seen them. But it doesn't mean that there's not activity, and it doesn't mean that there has not been progress. So it's been a very interesting couple of weeks here for markets. And earnings will continue to be the story, and Washington will continue to be the story. And I've was trying to think about this week and really what matters to you and I as investors, are you and me as investors, what do I really care about? Well, I always care about the earnings side, but so much right now is driven by Washington. So I want to dig into those numbers and see what's happening under the surface. So a couple examples, if you look at the earnings story, let's go back to that for a second. Microsoft reported this week, markets loved it. Their cloud business is growing 13% revenue growth in the past quarter. Visa, big earning numbers, revenue $4.6 billion. For the quarter, profits up 26% year over year. Netflix, another world dominator. Adding over 5 million subscribers in just a quarter, one quarter. Goldman Sachs, almost $4 a share in profits. Estimated profits of $3.4 billion. And what is again fascinating, that stock actually didn't do all that well. But GE, here's another not so hot number. Revenue dropped, and this is part of the reason the Dow was one of the three and out of the averages that didn't do all that well this week. Revenue dropped 12%. So it's no wonder they're getting a new CEO, Jeffrey Immelt. will step aside next month. John Flannery, he will take the reins. Microsoft, for the week, good earnings equals a decent stock market performance, up 1.2%. Visa, the stock itself, after good earnings report, up 2.5%. Netflix, after good earnings report, up 16%, the stock. So that's what drives the day. And that's what will continue to drive the day here on Wall Street. Actually, I'm on Peachtree, by the way. It's already 80. I can't even believe. I think this thermometer might be broken. Is it really 87 degrees? I can't even believe that it's that hot this early in the morning. I guess it just stayed hot overnight. So Amazon, SOS. Now Sears showing a little bit of sign of life. So just a little bit signs of life. So instead of Amazon sinking ships like it's done to stock prices in so many different sectors, and again, think retail, think Macy's, the carnage we've seen in that, in Kohl's and retail stores. And then this year, targeting the grocers. We saw big companies like Kroger, one of the largest grocery stores in America and around the world, dropped about a third of its value in this first quarter, a lot of it due to Amazon. May have actually saved a sinking ship this week with the announcement that Amazon's going to start selling Kenmore, which is the Sears appliance line. And you can do it straight from Alexa. Hey, Alexa, send me a new refrigerator. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to work, but evidently they're in the United States, it's something like 2-4% of appliance sales are done online. Arguably not a lot. Evidently, if you go to other countries, particularly Europe, it's a much more common practice to just to order an appliance online. So when I saw that, initially I thought, well, who's going to buy a microwave or a dishwasher or a big refrigerator, for goodness sakes, all over the internet? Well, the answer here is that it does happen, and it's something that could really take off. So you saw the stock price jump tremendously this week for Sears. At one point, Sears was up 25% on the week. For the day, though, that with the Amazon announcement, they're going to start selling their Kenmore line, up 10% on the day. So more astonishing than all of this, though, probably goes back to Washington and their lack of capability to come to any sort of terms. And this week, of course, new healthcare. There's going to be a vote next week. I don't expect anything to get accomplished again. And we've got to consider healthcare legislation. Unless there's a Hail Mary next week, I'm going to just call it completely dead. So after 8 years of Republicans campaigning against Obamacare, it's an astounding turn of events. Agreement just can't and won't be reached, and really until Congress is literally forced to do so. And right now, the fire in the building is still contained to the stove. There'll be a time when it spreads to the whole House, and there'll be a time when it gets so bad that something has to get done, and there'll be a time when Congress is forced to do something, either shore up the existing program, because it will fail as is. That's agreement across the board. Everyone knows this. Costs have gotten too out of control. Or they finally pass some sort of compromise plan or a version of one of the compromise plans already on the table at some point. And that's coming, but it's not until the fire spreads from the kitchen. But for now, I'm going to say it's off the table. The budget and the debt ceiling are up next, likely in August. And then on to tax reform. And that's what I want to talk about today. We talked a lot about at the end of last year, and you heard a lot about this Trump trade. But right now, it looks like the Trump trade's missing something. So the market itself right now is pricing in that the Trump agenda is over. And that comes largely in the performance of the sectors that did well right after the election, at the end of last fall, and then what's happening this year in 2017. So if you hit the election from, let's look at November 8th to the end of last year, soon as Trump was elected, what happened? Financials through the roof, up 17%. Telecom up 13%. Energy up 9%. So we saw this real lift in all the sectors that Trump's agenda and the new folks in Washington would have some sort of a benefit towards these sectors. But right now, what we've seen is that those very sectors that did the best right after the election last year have effectively done the worst so far in 2017. Financials up only 7. So first of all, this relative to the S&P 500, the S&P 500 is up over 10% on the year. Financials up closer to 7. Telecom down 7. Energy down close to 12. So we have seen the very sectors that were celebrating, this new agenda is going to help our business. Stock market loves these sectors. As soon as the agenda looked as though it wouldn't get, and this is not just one particular piece, but the Trump agenda as a whole that includes healthcare, that includes infrastructure, that includes tax reform, repatriation of foreign assets, all of these things that were supposed to get done as a package, the market's saying, well, we don't think anything's going to get done. Evidenced here by this last couple of weeks with healthcare. But I think the market is missing something, and there's something brewing right now in Washington when it comes to taxes. I'm going to talk about that here in this hour of Money Matters. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. We're live here this morning on an already hot, steamy Sunday morning. 88 degrees here on Peachtree. But the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. More Money Matters straight ahead.
Now back to Wes Moss of the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. We're back live here on a Sunday morning. Let's just talk weather for just a second. Still shocked that it's already 88 degrees. Variable clouds, scattered showers, thunderstorms today. High 89, so we're almost there already. A low tonight, 73. More of the same tomorrow, high 87, low 72. And it is weather brought to you by Shoemate. Good morning. So there's an awful lot happening. Just remember, too, that this is Carathon Week. So this is the 17th annual WSB Carathon. It starts this Thursday, and it'll go Thursday and Friday. And we will be doing the same thing, raising money for the Aflac Cancer Center, that we have done now for many, many years. And you, our listener, are the only reason that it can happen. We have had so much, it is so rewarding to be able to help Aflac Cancer Center. So you've got Clark Howard, of course. I'll be joining Clark and EVH, that's Eric Von Hessler, Scott Slade, Herman Cain, Neil Bortz, Hannity, Mark Arum. You know the names that'll be here helping us raise money for Georgia's really best charity in curing childhood cancer. And of course, we ask you to continue those generous donations to the Aflac Cancer Center at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. I'll be there Thursday morning in the call center, 5 a.m. And then Monica Matthews will be there, I believe, the next day. Tons of us, all hands on deck, and we need you as well. Coming up this Thursday and Friday right here at WSB Radio. So please join us. We need your help. And when we get back, I want to take your calls and your questions. I want to talk about this Trump PR tax tsunami that's coming. And when Money Matters returns and continues right here at News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. Wes Moss here on a Sunday morning. Ryan Ely and I just discussing what we're about to talk about here. Luke Moss also in here. He comes in some Sundays. He does the weather. This morning he's been filming. This new camera called the Mevo, and we're filming, testing out what it looks like to film on a Sunday morning. And so we've got a big crew this morning, and it's a lot of fun. It's way more fun when there's a lot of people in here. And if it's just me, kind of lonely here on a Sunday morning, but it's not. We've got a big crew, Money Matters, and we're happy to be here. And we always are on a Sunday morning. So we've got a lot happening, and I want to take your calls and your questions, and I want to talk about the Washington agenda and how that gets back to politics or how it gets back to markets. Another quick reminder, this weekend, or this week, Thursday, Friday, we start the Carathon again. It's the 17th annual WSB Carathon this Thursday, Friday, and we need you, and we need your help to raise money for Georgia's, it's the best charity in Georgia, and it's curing childhood cancer. Aflac Cancer Center, Children's Health Care of Atlanta, and it's just a wonderful cause. And it's been a wonderful partnership that we have had with the community and you and Aflac. So please tune in bright and early Thursday morning to start to help. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Wes Moss here every Sunday morning. Weather today, another quick, you know what, it's just going to be hot and uncomfortable. I was looking at houses, fantasy houses on the coast of Lake Michigan and then San Diego. And fantasy, I looked up San Diego weather yesterday, it was 71 in the middle of the day. Here, it's more like 89 all day and really muggy and humid. Chance of thunderstorms, scattered showers throughout the day. Low tonight, 73. More of the same tomorrow and the same and the same. High, 87. Low, 72. Weather brought to you by Shoemate. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I want to go to the phones here. The phone line's open. And the best part about Money Matters is taking your calls and your questions about the world, the financial world that matters to you. So the financial questions that you really care about. And what keeps me so engaged in this and so on my toes is that we get not only great calls here on Sunday mornings, but so many emails that are very real, live, intricate. Hey, Wes, I just got one, I think this morning or last night, about a pension. It was a topic I talked about a year ago. Well, it was a particular company doing big layoffs, early retirement packages, all of the above. And it's confusing as to what to do. Do you take your $2,500 a month for life, or do you do it with your spouse, or do you 10-year period certain, or 20-year period certain, or do you take the lump sum of $550,000? What is a better deal? And I've written about this for Clark Howard's website. There's called the 6% test, but you get back to these major life decisions, and they seem to come up quickly, and then you're forced. You've been saving methodically and slowly and cautiously for 20 and 30 and 40 years. And then all of a sudden it feels like, oh, in the next week or two or three or a month, I've got to make some real heavy decisions. And very often you just want to get at least another set of eyes on it or have a conversation beyond just you and your spouse. So we love to help with that throughout the week, of course. We also do that, obviously, live here on Money Matters. Those calls are extremely interesting. If you even have an inkling of a question, and just like most of us, well, is that a dumb question, or shouldn't I know that? The answer is no, you shouldn't. And the when it comes to a topic this important, your money, your finances, whether it's your kids' college or your retirement or a pension or a real estate question or a tax question, it's a good idea to get a couple different perspectives on it. And I've been in the financial advice business for 20 some years now. And I'm still surprised to this day how unique every single scenario happens to be. Every single time I talk with a family about their finances, there's a unique fingerprint. It could be I worked these three places. I've worked this one place. I had a pension, didn't have a pension, worked in this system, then I worked in that system. I'm married, I'm divorced, I'm widowed, I'm on my second marriage, third marriage, joint families, three kids from them, four kids from me, combination families, older parents we need to take care of, older kids we need to take care of. So it is an endless set of variables. And as you can imagine, you start putting 8, 10, 15 different major, major life financial variables together, and you have now mathematically an infinite set of problems, an infinite set of financial scenarios that effectively are as unique as your own fingerprints. So if you have a question about it or just a thought, hey, I'm just not quite sure that this is the direct path, then we love to be an objective second answer. So whether it's a 401k question, an IRA, a Roth, 457, a pension question, if it has to do with taxes or real estate or education for the kids or long-term health care or insurance, you name it. We love, it's the best part of Money Matters is helping you with, think through some of these scenarios and help you understand how to attack the problem, if nothing else. Do we solve everything in a 5-10 minute phone call? No, but we can certainly set you on what hopefully is the right path to make sure that you get your problem solved. So the number here in the studio, phone lines open, 404-872-0750. Again, the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. And if you are listening long distance, of course, in Texas or California or Seattle or Denver, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, the number here in the studio, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, the number, if you're listening on the WSB radio app or around the country, 1-800-WSB-TALK. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We'll go to the phone lines in just a bit. But I want to get back to what I think will be the topic of conversation over the next, let's call it the next couple of months. This isn't going to happen tomorrow, but this is something that I really believe in the next few months, we are going to see an awful lot of news about this. And again, I go back to, we're talking Washington and how that impacts Wall Street and your 401k. You have this phenomenon that when Trump got elected, we have a new Congress, we have a GOP majority, and the thought was, well, we got all these things are going to get done now, finally, right? You start with health care, then you do infrastructure, you do less regulation, you have a big tax reform that is not just individual tax reform, which is gigantic, right? But corporate tax reform, which also could be a driver for higher wages. So that's gigantic. And the agenda is the total outline of what this administration wants to do. And in the beginning, in November and December and January, there was this great optimism that, hey, all these things are going to get done at some point. And what did it do? It lifted all these sectors that were supposed to be the biggest beneficiaries of the Trump trade. And you saw financials up 17%, telecom up 13%, energy up 9%. Well, and that was just from November to the end of last year. Now, this year, the numbers are very different. Those same darling sectors have come under pressure. So these numbers are as of just Friday. I just did these numbers on Friday. So market up about 10.3, the S&P 500, let's call it 10.4%. You have sectors like technology that did terribly under the Trump trade, up 1% under the Trump trade last year, up 18% this year. Healthcare after the election was only up 1.2%. This year it's up 17%. So what did not do well after the election has done very well. Those are the leading sectors of 2017. What did do well, financials, telecom, energy, are the bottom sectors this year. Energy down 13.5% this year. Telecom down 7.5% this year. Financials only up 6.5% relative to the market at over 10. So the market is saying to us, hey, we don't think that the Trump agenda is going to get done. At least that's what the market is saying. And I think the market's missing something. So here's what I mean by that. So you've got this, and let's call this the Trump tax reform book tour is about to take place. Let's call it a PR, public relations tsunami. When you release a book or movie, you know how it is. You see 1,000 commercials, you hear about it on radio and TV and billboards. And when you're watching a YouTube video, it pops up and it's a public relations media blitz tour. And that's what's coming when it comes to tax reform, despite healthcare not working. Several sources in Washington have noted that there is a, and these are my sources. One of them has to do, one is the Strategus Research Group that we do a lot of work with and have for many years. They're in Washington, former lobbyist for the Bush under George W. Bush. So very, very, very much on boots on the ground. Have noted that in the last couple of months now, there is a tremendous amount of work actually getting done right now in tax reform. So we've seen this, we've seen the administration, I think, do a very weak job, on selling healthcare reform to the American public. They effectively had a bad PR strategy. Mostly because they themselves don't have a clear-cut good answer to the problem. And quite frankly, it's an almost impossible problem to solve. So it's a very difficult, effectively, it's a difficult book to sell. It's like trying to sell a new book with a really bad title. It just doesn't work. But their next book, or the next book that's coming out, is a much easier sell. The title, Lower Taxes. Subtitle, How to Put More Money in Everyone's Pocket and Grow Everything Under the Economic Sun. And you know what? That's a book that's easy to sell. That's a book that's going to sell. They're also, I think, doing a very good job of how they're letting this slowly get the word out. They're creating a real groundswell. They released this wonderful book trailer. Remember this? Just a couple of months ago. Remember this? Basically a one page, big font, simple, easy to understand. And it was skeletal enough that people now can, to some extent, fantasize about how they want it to go. So you read this one pager, couple bullet points, you think, oh, well, that could be good for me. Well, that looks good. And the public is starting to fantasize about the best parts of it getting done. Think about it this way. CEOs love it because they love the thought of lower corporate taxes. And they also love it because the thought of this repatriation holiday for cash. We know that there's over $2 trillion offshore that hasn't come back to the U.S. because it is going to be taxed. And now there's going to probably be a tax holiday there. American families love it with the prospect of 1% to 3% lower tax bill. Business owners love it, the thought of maybe adopting lower business tax schedule for their own personal taxes. So there's a chapter in the book that appeals to everybody. And they've been giving it time to marinate with the American public. And that's the mark of a good PR campaign. I think that's what's happening. It's starting right now. Wow, we've got to go to a quick break. We got a lot of great calls on hold, and you've tuned in to Money Matters. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. We'll be right back with more straight ahead. News 95.5, AM 750, WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. It's Sunday morning. Take your calls and your questions. Let's go again. The phone line's 404-872-0750. We'll go to Seth, who joins us from Decul. Seth, what's going on? How can I help?
Well, I've got a question for you. In the last segment, you were talking about how there's a lot of money overseas. And if the tax, corporate tax in specifically, goes through, which companies stand to benefit the most from that? Like, for example, I know Apple has hundreds of billions of dollars. Are there any other companies that have large sums of money that they're just chomping at the bit to bring back?
To some extent, these companies, to some extent, can already, in a roundabout way, get the money back without paying taxes, and they do it through super low debt financing. So, yes, so Apple's got $230 billion overseas. Pfizer's got $190 billion overseas. Microsoft, $124 billion. Procter & Gamble, $50 billion. The list goes on, right? Even healthcare-type companies. Johnson & Johnson has, like, close to $70 billion overseas. That's what you hear. The term is repatriated. And what'll happen if there is a tax holiday to bring it back to the U.S. and they say, hey, you can bring this money back and only pay 10% in taxes? It doesn't necessarily, they don't just immediately say, we're going to open up 10 more plants and do all these new capital expenditures, but it really benefits shareholders. So it's share buybacks, which are good for earnings and good for stock prices. So they'll use the money to buy their own stock back. And typically a big piece of this can, and we don't know what'll happen this time, but it can go to dividends. So I wouldn't be surprised if Apple could pay a special dividend. So there's a lot that could happen, mostly for shareholders, when it comes to this repatriation, which I think is the lowest hanging fruit. And at some point, really, my opinion, it's going to get done. We've got to run quick news, drive the traffic, then more Money Matters in the 10 o'clock hour right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.